Welcome to Proverbs 31 by Design. My name is Tina Heisman. I help Christian women who are struggling with the overwhelm of trying to balance being a wife, mother, and career woman. When they work with me, they discover how to create their own unique level of balance so they can finally experience the joy, passion, success, and fulfillment that they have been seeking in life. So May is focused on mothers since we have Mother's Day, right? And so this month on the podcast, we are focusing on the secrets to being the best mom, like the Proverbs 31 mother, the woman you want to be. Today, we're going to talk about cultivating more fun in our role as a mom. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free private Proverbs 31 community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your life. Search Proverbs 31 by Design in the Facebook search bar. Also, I have created a free download for you. It's called The Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care, and I want you to download it. It's a guide to help you take care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit so you can feel like your best self every day. This is one step on your road to being the Proverbs 31 woman that you want to be. So visit my website to download it. It's tinaheisman.com. Okay, now let's dive in and talk about how to have more fun in motherhood. So when you're a mom, it's easy to become so absorbed in the logistics of taking care of your kids and your house and your husband that we forget to be present and to relax and to have fun. I mean, what's fun about diapers and grocery shopping and cleaning and a lack of sleep? Doesn't sound like very much fun to me. There's just so much to do. And I don't know about you, but I think so many of us just really get so absorbed in everything that has to get done and all of the tasks and to-do lists that we kind of miss out on some fun and we forget about it. We just become task masters. That's some of us. I know some of you out there are not like that. So be sure to be sharing that fun with the rest of us if you're one of those people, because we really need that, because some of us just get so bogged down by all these tasks that we miss out on some fun. And I think that's kind of my message today. Like, we need to be mindful that life is passing us by, right? If we're not having fun in it. And another thing is that we're setting an example for our children. And so sometimes I like to pause and think about that. Like, do I want my daughter, for example, to get the message that life is all work and no play, you know? And so that's really kind of a cool thing about little kids anyway, that they give us a wonderful opportunity to be a child again and to do things that maybe we didn't think we would do as an adult and to see the world through their eyes. And it changes for them as they get older. Now that my kids are teenagers, I can tell you it's really a different story, but it's really a gift to be able to engage with our children when they're young and try to get some of that childlike activity back in our lives. And so I used to joke when my kids were younger, if I were to write a book, I would title it, I Was a Really Good Mom Until I Had Two Kids. There was a book written when my kids were little. It was called I Was a Really Good Mom Until I Had Kids. And I think we could all really relate to that. Like, we know exactly what we're going to do and everything's going to be great. And then we have kids and reality hits and whoa. But I felt like I did pretty good with my first one, with Tyler. He, you know, he was very easy to parent. He was a rule follower. He did, you know, what I said when I said it. He was just easy to parent. And there was only one child demanding my attention. But then when my second child came along, now there's two people demanding my attention, children, plus my husband, of course. But from the child perspective, like, that was hard for me because I couldn't give them both what they needed at the exact same moment. So I had to work on that. And my second child was not as easy to parent as the first one. I mean, I should have known with her in her 5-month ultrasound picture in my belly. She had her hand, like the back of her hand, pressed up against her forehead as if she were saying, life were so tough in the womb. Oh my gosh, so dramatic. True story, you guys. True story. I have the ultrasound to prove it. It's so hilarious. And then once she was outside the womb, you know, her antics continued. So for one example is, when she was little and I would be changing her diaper, she would insist on scooting her butt, like, from side to side on the changing table so I couldn't change the diaper. Like, she was playing. She was having fun while I was trying to change her diaper. But it would drive me crazy. I'm like, dude, let's just get this diaper changed and then we could play. Like, you know what I mean? She's just moving back and forth and I'm trying to change the diaper. And this is so funny because I brought this to my life coach. This was one example of a few others that I brought to my life coach for some help with because it was driving me crazy. And I know that might seem silly now, but back then, she was just challenging to parent for me. You know, she wasn't bad. She was just different. And, you know, oh my gosh, like, she's trying to have fun when I'm trying to work. Like, how terrible is that, right? But it was different than Tyler. You know, he would just do what I said, and she would push the limits, you know, until I would come very close to losing it or actually lose it. And also, she had a mind of her own. Imagine that. She had to do things her own way and not my way. She's still that way. Trust me. So I'm so glad I brought this to my coach, though, because this was where I really learned something. My coach showed me something that I didn't realize. Her perspective was that I tend to have the mindset of work first, play later. And the problem with that mindset is that you might not ever get to play. There's so much work to do, right? And so she wondered, maybe Alyssa was teaching me to play more and maybe even to play while you work. And that was actually a huge light bulb moment for me, you know, like to learn something like so big from a seemingly small incident of a child not letting you change her diaper very easily, you know, and she was giggling while she's doing it. You know, she's just being silly, having fun. And so I took from that coaching session that I needed to start looking for more ways to have fun in my life as a mother, you know, this is part of where in my journey where I'm going from surviving my days, surviving changing that diaper to maybe thriving in it, maybe having fun in it, being silly in it, you know? And so I think that that's something that we can work on as moms. And, you know, it's really great if we can go on some big trip and do some really big fun thing, like say Disney World or something. Like, that's so fun, right? But we don't get to do that every day. We can, you know, anticipate that kind of fun, but we need to find ways in our daily lives to have fun. Bring Disney World into our house, you know what I mean? Into our lives. So one of my favorite stories to tell about this, because parenting can be challenging and frustrating and not like Disney World, but one of my favorite stories to tell is about this one hot summer day when Alyssa was probably 4 or 5 years old. She wanted to go outside and play, and so she was getting ready, and she was refusing to put her socks on with her shoes. Now, this might sound weird to you, but it's a thing for me. Like, if we don't wear socks with gym shoes, then we make our shoes get stinkier faster, and we might get blisters, and, you know, the socks absorb the sweat and everything. Like, they have a job to do. So I was adamant about it. I wanted the socks on with the shoes. But I could see that this was going to be a battle if I didn't get creative and have some fun with this. And so I actually took a minute to think about it, and I wondered in my mind, I thought in my mind about someone that I know who is so creative and fun, and it's the man that I married, is Paul. Like, he is opposite of me in these ways, and I think that's on purpose. So, like, what would Paul do if he was here standing in front of this little cutie patootie refusing to put on her socks? He's just one of the best problem solvers I know, and he's smart, and he's creative, and he just always uses those skills in parenting. He handles things in ways that I wouldn't, and I'm so grateful for that. So I put on my Paul hat, and I made an effort to gain Alyssa's compliance with what I wanted her to do. So I first asked her, why don't you want to put your socks on? And this is a great tool for all of us when a child is not wanting to comply, to ask them why. And, like, hear what they have to say, because they might have something logical to say, or they might say something that gives you a clue as to how you can work through it. And so Alyssa said, when I asked her, why don't you want to put your socks on? She said, because it's hot. And I'm like, oh, quick thinking in my mind, right? What would Paul do? And so I said something really crazy. I'm like, what if we put your socks in the freezer to cool them off? Crazy, right? Silly. And she looked at me, though, with the hugest grin on her face and her eyes wide open. And she was like, yes. Like, yes. And it was so silly. And I was so proud of me. It's like, okay, cool. And so we went to the freezer and we put our socks in the freezer. I swear you guys, they weren't even in there for like, I don't know. It was definitely not even 5 minutes. It was fast. And she kept asking, are they ready yet? Are they ready yet? And so at first I was like, not just yet, not just yet. And I did want to make sure she could feel a difference in them, right? At least if they felt cool when she put them on her feet, that she would have be sold on this little tactic of mine. So we got the socks out of the freezer and she put them on and went outside. And I was just so excited about that because I got myself out of my logical left brain where I tend to live and into my creative right brain, and I solved the problem without a meltdown, people. Without a meltdown, without a power struggle, and everyone was happy. Oh my gosh, major victory, right? And fun, like that was fun. Like it was fun to get creative. It was fun to think of a different way to solve a problem. You know what I mean? Like that really felt fun. And I think that I don't know about you, but I just get stuck sometimes in being so logical. That's not that fun. It's not fun. It's way more fun to be creative. And so I share this story with you to help like ignite within you your own creativity and problem solving, and to bring to you that we can have fun even when our kids are not being compliant. Like we can make this fun. And that's a big message that I want to share with you today. And I've got a couple other just little small ones, other little small ways to incorporate more fun into our motherhood. And one for me is to change up the routine from time to time. You know, I know that kids thrive on routine and I was very regimented in their routines, but when we change up the routine, that's actually fun, right? And when we do it once in a while, it's not going to hurt anybody, right? Like skip a nap or what about having dinner on the family room floor as a picnic or outside if it's nice out. You know what I mean? Or going out to dinner during the middle of the week. How crazy would that be? Even getting a babysitter in the middle of the week. Or what if we serve breakfast for dinner to change things up? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's great to have routines, but we can bring in more fun by changing things up a little bit, making something different, right? And the kids love it too. And so another thing for me, I don't know about you guys, but getting out of the house was huge. Like, I just feel like, and I'm still this way. Like, when I'm in my house, like, I see everything that needs to be done. You know, the floors that need to be swept, the counters that need to be wiped, the dishwasher that needs to be emptied, right? Like, I see all of this stuff. And I'm distracted by that, and it can prevent me from really being present with my children and enjoying them. And so, especially now that summer is kind of coming along, I will be making an effort to get out of the house with the kids to spend time with them, because then I can really be there and have fun. And so be thinking about that for you. Like, do you just need to get out of the house to get away from everything that's calling your name that needs to be done? That can be a lot more fun. The other big, huge thing for me was having play dates with other moms and their children. I had a lot more of this in Florida when we lived there than now here in Illinois. But it just, the moms that you connect with, having them and their children over is so much more fun, because then the kids get to go play and do something fun and you get to do something fun too. I mean, then everybody gets to have a good time. And I have the best memories of doing motherhood with my friends. When the kids were really little, there were two other moms, and the three of us would get together with our kids. They were all around the same age. And as we grew up, like a lot of my play dates, most of them, honestly, especially when we lived in Florida, were with the moms too, and even the families. And it was fun for everybody. And I just can't suggest that enough. I mean, I know that sometimes it's nice to have other kids over to play with your kids so you can get things done, but don't discount the fun that you can have with the mom of your children's friends. It can be really nice. So, you know, just a small little thing here to keep on going, like be intentional about looking for ways to have fun. You know, be on the lookout for more ways to laugh. Try just smiling more often. You know, sometimes I work on that when I'm driving. Like, I try to smile while I'm driving, because if you ever look at people when they're driving, oh my gosh, like the faces, like we're all so like serious. But what if we tried smiling more, you know, and just smiling at your kids more, even when they're frustrating you? What would happen like if you smiled instead? or laughed at something, you know, instead of getting upset. Seriously, this works. It just lightens the mood, it lightens your load, and it has so much fun. And this all reminds me of when I was in high school, one of my nicknames was Smiley. And I like that. That meant a lot to me that people thought I was smiling. But somewhere along the way, you guys, that went away from me. You know, like life happened and motherhood happened and marriage happened and that smile faded. And nobody called me Smiley anymore. Nobody commented on my smile. And I've had to work to get it back. And that work is worth it. In fact, just last week I was at a meeting and several people commented to me afterward about how when it was my turn to speak that I was smiling and they love that. And I that means so much to me because I really have had to work to cultivate getting that back. And I know it's possible and I know that we can all do that. And I know where you are, wherever you are in your motherhood journey. Like it is deep, right? But we can have so much more fun. And so one last little thought I just want to share is just try to remember that things will not always be like this. I know that it feels like a long time, but it does move. It does keep moving. Like that's what I can say is, and I want you to be able to look back on your years with motherhood of your children and feel good about it. You know, feel like I did my best to enjoy it. Not every moment is good. Absolutely not. I'm not saying that. But I did my best to enjoy it, and that's what we all want, right? We want to have great memories, that we were present and having fun, and we'll even remember some of the bad ones too, but mostly remember the good ones. So, girls, I know this concept is easier said than done, and it really helps to have someone help you, and I would love to be that gal for you. So if you would like to know more about how coaching can help you have more fun in motherhood, reach out to me for a complimentary discovery call. We can take a look at your life and where you are and where you want to be and what's holding you back and come up with a plan for you to have more of that fun. So remember, the free ultimate guide to guilt-free self-care, it's on my website, tinaheisman.com. Download it and start taking care of yourself today. Also, don't forget to join us in the Proverbs 31 by Design community on Facebook. All right, girls, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.